from San Francisco, it's theCUBE. Covering Samsung Developer Conference 2017. Brought to you by Samsung.
Hello everyone, welcome back live here in San Francisco, Moscone West. This is theCUBE's exclusive coverage of Samsung's Developer Conference. I'm John Furrier, the co-founder of SiliconANGLE Media and co-host here in theCUBE. My next guest is Paris Raines, recording artist, innovator, working with Stan Lee Music Project. What's exciting about this event is that you have such exciting new lifestyle trends happening. This one here is a great story. Welcome to theCUBE.
Thank you very much. It's nice being here
with everybody. You look fabulous, you're a superhero. Tell us a story, because one of the things that's super compelling about your projects that you're working on and your innovation is the convergence of culture, right? You got Comic-Con kind of culture integrated with music, online services, digital communities. It's now new. Products are being developed, new experiences, AR, VR, a new vibe is out there.
Yeah.
Tell your story.
Well, we just thought, I mean, why not? So what happened was my manager had a really close relationship to Stan. And he basically showed Stan my music and said, hey, this girl's talented. And then we got to talking and we were like, why don't we integrate Stan into the music business? He took over the movie industry, why doesn't he take over the music industry?
Yeah, so Marvel, obviously, it's a home run, the comics. But this is now also digital life as the people look at what all the success of, certainly the movies, right, have been off
the charts. Yeah, that would be the biggest,
right, I mean, I'm a comic kid when I was growing up, but the movies have just been spectacular, one sequel after the other.
Definitely.
Gaming is now part of movie scene. So gaming culture is huge. You're doing a game with Samsung.
We are.
That's something you got going on. What's that about?
I can't say too much about it, to be honest with you, but we're in preparation with Samsung on this new, innovative, high-tech app that's coming out, and it's going to be integrated to, I mean, everything's going to come together. It's going to have my music in it, it's going to have, Stan's going to make a cameo in the game and in my music video as well, and
it's
all coming
together. So that's coming out. You can't really talk, it was under wraps, but it's an integrated project. You've been successful, you had some viral videos a couple years ago that went viral on YouTube. What's that like when, like, do you just like wake up one day and say, oh my God, this is going crazy?
It kind of happens like that with YouTube because you do it all like yourself. Well, I work with Aflux Studios, it's in Wellington, and they're a really awesome studio, super, super high tech, and I got kind of an in, they're kind of family to me, so it was really easy to get with them anyway. So we were like, hey, I did the blue hair thing. And I was like, you know what, I'm set on going like viral, like this is what I want to do. And the first video I put out got Better Have My Money by Rihanna.
You can say, we're the internet. You can say whatever you want.
Oh, fuck it, bitch better have my money.
Yeah.
Oh, really, I can swear? Oh, I feel so much more comfortable
now. Come on,
On stage I felt so Bitch Better Have My Money came out and it got like 1.5 million views, or 1.3 million views. And then I did another video and it got another 1.3.
All right, so what happens after? Because everyone wants to know. Because everyone tries to engineer viral, you can't really engineer viral. Because viral is one of those things where if it has legs.
Dye your hair blue, your soul.
you sold your soul. Who bought it? The devil?
The devil. Yeah, the devil bought it. No.
Well, you got
to
tell.
I would say, okay, no, for like honest talk right now, what you have to do is go on the top charts and pick one of your favorites. Something that is completely not you or you, but you have to do it a different way. So what we did was, I work with a producer who's super awesome, his name's Arceus, and we remixed it. And you know how remixes are huge? So we were like, why don't we do a remix cover? And then it blew up.
Cool.
And that's what happened.
So now that you're on the Stan's radar, he's got the whole music, he's been around the block, he's a legend in the community. Success is off the charts.
Yeah.
What's his creative mind like right now? How are you guys looking at the market? So you're integrating music with comics.
With comics and with game. You just nailed it.
So what's the creative scene like? You guys sit back, you kick back, what do you talk about?
Stan's really big on making the powers unique. And he always has been really great on making sure that the powers are unique. So that's, right now, we're still in the preparation stage of everything, but we're prepping with Marvel right now. Yeah. I have to say all like the right words in order to not get in trouble.
Yeah, so, the PR handlers here.
I'm gonna get hit a little later. We're prepping with Marvel to go into one of their storylines. that I can't say.
Yeah, and all these licensing things are going on. I mean, I've always been fascinated with how it's about time that the comics and Marvel really started expanding that franchise into gaming, because we were talking yesterday with one of the guest influencers about how the gaming culture really is a precursor to how life is evolving. You got multiplayer, it is virtual, there's virtual currencies, you have things happening on gaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a natural extension to move into gaming. How does the music piece, I mean, do you guys talk about like licensing stuff? Like, you must have to get like authorizations, is it indie?
Well, it would be my music that's on the game.
So you're doing your own music for the game.
So I'd just be paying myself.
Okay, so you
essentially
you're licensing your movies.
Yeah,
to the games.
Yeah.
All right. So here's another question for you. What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you in the past year?
This interview right here. No, I'm just joking.
Great for me too.
The Stan calling me up and saying, "Hey, I want to make you a superhero." That's the weirdest thing I've ever gone through.
What's it like in the LA scene for you? Have you been?
I don't go to LA too much.
No.
I don't, but I am moving out there next month, so I will be in the LA scene. The LA scene's crazy from what I've seen.
Yeah.
From what I've seen about the scene. Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, so what's the plans for you with Stan next couple months? What are you guys going to be working on? Heads down, doing the tour, creative,
building? I think
we're
going to a couple Comic-Cons. Potentially getting inducted into the music industry by a big player in the hip-hop culture, who I can't say his name. There's a lot of big things, but it's mainly just preparation right now. We're just talking about everything, what we all want to do, and making sure that the gaming app with Samsung, which is why we're here today, is like, that's a huge thing. Jacqueline Chow, who's mobile game. It's a mobile game.
Yeah.
So the game, the music, and hopefully eventually movies, but and the comic books.
She must be pretty excited.
You know what I think is really cool? I think that we're gonna do a comic book on like a tablet version or a mobile version of the comic book. And I don't know if you've seen, I forget what it's called, but it's like a tilt screen comic book that's really, it's really innovative. I have to show you the app after, but I think we're gonna do something like that. Because people don't buy comic books, people don't buy books, they don't go to the store, they don't go to the library. I mean, I do, but they don't, you know, they go on their phone and they pay for it.
Yeah, the phone is where the action is for the kids these days.
Yeah.
All right, so what's exciting you these days? Obviously, you must be pretty pumped. I mean, things are rocking.
Yeah.
What's on your mind these days?
What's on my mind these days?
Yeah, what are you excited about?
Sitting beside Stan and, I mean, just talking about this stuff. Yeah. Honestly, performing. I'm super excited about the show because I want the show to be, I mean, if I'm a superhero, it's got to be heroic.
Can you share like your superpowers? Heroic. Like, what's the?
I can't.
Okay. Oh,
I can't.
You gotta get it out.
But
of
I am a singer, so I think obviously we're gonna roll with the singing because I mean naturally singing, performing, I think is almost like a human superpower that we have.
All right. So what's the event? Give us a take on the event here. Obviously, Samsung's a big partner. Congratulations. It's a nice gig to have there. Congratulations.
Yes,
so you got the app coming on. We'll dig into that. We'll look forward to the news when it comes out.
Yeah.
But the vibe here, this developer community, we see high school kids here. I saw some 8-year-olds here. I mean, it's like an awesome developer conference.
It is. When I was on stage with Stan, I was like, we had 5 minutes left, and I was kind of, you know, we had gone through all the questions that we prepared, and I was like, hey, guys, if anyone has any questions, please raise your hand or whatever. And just it was mostly kids at first, and then the adults were like, oh, well, we can do it too. But the kids were like, Stan, what do you think about DC? And he was like, DC who? It was hilarious.
Rain, what do you think about? So you're going to be popular. Congratulations. Thanks for coming on and chatting with me. It's been
great. Thank you so much.
And Rain Paris here on theCUBE, live in San Francisco for SDC. Got games coming out, music, converging with comics. This is the culture. More after this short break.